Crystallization Study of Jeremiah and Lamentations, Week 9. God's Judgment upon Egypt and Babylon. Wednesday Related Verses. 1 John chapter 2, verse 15. Do not love the world, nor the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in him. James chapter 4, verse 4. Adulteresses, do you not know that the friendship of the world is enmity with God? Therefore, whoever determines to be a friend of the world is constituted an enemy of God. Matthew chapter 6, verses 24 and 31 through 33. No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will hold to one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. Verses 31 through 33. Therefore do not be anxious, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or with what shall we be clothed? For all these things the Gentiles are anxiously seeking. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all of these things. But seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. 1 John chapter 5, verse 19. We know that we are of God, and the whole world lies in the evil one. 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 10 and 11. For the love of money is a root of all evils, because of which some aspiring after money have been led away from the faith and pierced themselves through with many pains. But you, O man of God, flee these things and pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, meekness. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 and 15. As children of obedience, do not be fashioned according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but according to the Holy One who called you, you yourselves also be holy in all your manner of life. Suggested reading. I am concerned that even Christians may devote so much time to their house that they have very little, if any, time for prayer. However, the more we are delivered from the fall, the simpler we will become in the matter of housing. When the Lord Jesus was on earth, he could say of himself, "The foxes have holes, and the birds of heaven have roosts, but the Son of Man has nowhere to lay his head." The more fallen we are, the more things we need. On the contrary, the more we are delivered from the fall, the simpler we become regarding what we need for our existence. Worldly people are occupied with clothing and spend much time and money on their adornment. A saved person, however, should simply care to have clothing that is proper, neat, and clean. If we look at the life of the Lord Jesus, we will see how simple he was regarding the necessities of human existence. The earthly things which are necessary for human existence have been corrupted by Satan with his systematic scheme. He has taken the earthly things and has utilized them to make a system. The system includes not only all things, but also all people. This means that we have been captured by the system and have become occupied with the things in the system. We can become so occupied with these things that there is no ground in us for God. In our human life, there is no time for God. All of our human capacity is preoccupied with and occupied by the things of the world, so no capacity remains in us for God. The earthly things have been corrupted by Satan's systematic scheme and have become the world. The world is now a satanic system. We all need to have a clear vision of the world. To us, the things which we need for our existence may simply be earthly things, or they may become a world, a system of Satan. When you are preoccupied with eating, eating becomes an item of the world to you. When you are preoccupied with marriage, marriage becomes an item of the world to you. When you become preoccupied with clothing, housing, and transportation, these also become items of the world to you. In Romans chapter 12, verse 2, Paul says, "Do not be fashioned according to this age, but be transformed by the renewing of the mind." To be fashioned according to this age is to be conformed to the present course of the world. Instead of being conformed to the present age, we should be transformed by the renewing of the mind. The more we are transformed, the more we are delivered from the flesh, the self, and the world. Anything can become an item of the world to us if that thing occupies us and preoccupies us. You need to be fully emancipated from every occupying and preoccupying thing. The time must come when you are able to say, "Lord, I praise you that I have been liberated. On this earth, there is nothing occupying me or preoccupying me." When this is your situation, you will have nothing to do with the world, yet you will be living on the earth. You will continue to need food, marriage, clothing, housing, and transportation. But none of these things will occupy or preoccupy you. If we see the vision of the world, we will realize that we should not love anything worldly. We should not love any occupying or preoccupying thing. Rather, we should give our love fully, wholly, and absolutely to the Lord. All our capacity is for Him. All the ground, all the room in us is for Him.